for a 20. And we come back after the break. We're going to hear from Deacon Chris Vericelli from the Scioto County Parish Consortium. So stay with us and we'll be right back. Pick up those phones, 614-459-4820.
Hey everyone, it's Teresa Tomio from the Daily EWTM program Catholic Connection, telling you that now more than ever, during these very confusing and uncertain times, we need Catholic radio, and Catholic radio also needs you. So please support your local Catholic radio station with a gift at whatever your means will allow. Where else will you hear the truth of the gospel message proclaimed with such clarity and charity, compassion, truth of church teaching? We know you rely on us for prayers, devotionals, apologetics, and encouragement. And Catholic radio, brothers and sisters, is truly relying on you.
Thanks, Teresa. Please give us a call right now at 614-459-4820 or go online to stgabrielradio.com.
Sarah clubs throughout the world pray for and support the priesthood and consecrated religious life. Please join in our prayer for the perseverance of vocations.
O God, you have constituted your only begotten Son, supreme and eternal priest, for the glory of your majesty and the salvation of mankind. Grant that those whom he has chosen ministers and dispensers of his mysteries may be found faithful in fulfilling the ministry they have received. Amen.
For information on the two Sarah clubs in the Diocese of Columbus and the ways in which we promote vocations to the priesthood and consecrated religious life, go to saracolumbus.org. That's SERRA Columbus.org.
And welcome back to the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Fall Spirit Drive. This is our final half an hour. We need your assistance. And in fact, we're going to be drawing for an all-expense-paid trip to EWTN and Mother Angelica Shrine of the Most Blessed Sacrament in Alabama in just 15 minutes. So you want to go ahead and join that drawing? Call 614-459-4820 or go online at stgabrielradio.com. Sometimes when you see a running race, you see somebody kind of petering out, tired at the end of the day, and that's the way I'm feeling right now. So I need you to give us a lift by calling right now with your gift. We have five more gifts this last half hour. Let's not just limp across the finish line, but let's finish strong. 614-459-4820. Deacon Chris Vericelli, welcome to St. Gabriel Radio.
Well, thank you. I'm honored to be here, and I'm totally flattered to be the last person on here. It's an honor that I'm not worthy to receive, but I will do my best with the grace of God to help this cause.
Great. Well, how long have you been a listener of Catholic radio?
Since we've had it in Scioto County.
Wow, that's awesome. That's awesome. And we want to hear a little bit more about that because the Scioto County station was just added a couple of years ago. We've gotten a lot of response and a lot of conversions from that area. But before we get into that, Deacon Chris, go ahead. Could you start us with the prayer?
Certainly. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Eternal God, you are our rock. You are the firm foundation upon which everything is built. You are the Good Shepherd. Let St. Gabriel Radio and all of us rest in your provisions. As we talk over the air today, we ask that you gift us with your wisdom, guidance, and direction. Remind us that you are our fortress, you are our tower of strength, and you are our Savior. Help us to know that everything we need is found in you. Through the intercession of the Archangel Gabriel, we ask this through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Deacon Chris, the new station in Port Smith, or the Southern Ohio area, 88.3 FM, when that was added, we had to really discern if we could afford to provide that outreach to that community. But boy, what a gift it has been. as it relates to the return on spiritual investment. We've had so many people reach out to us. In fact, there was somebody that called a couple of months ago and said that he's come back to the faith because of his listening to this station. What kind of things have you heard within Scioto County?
Well, when the first came out, I think Father Joe Yoakum was there, and he made a mission of his to distribute as many bumper stickers as he could. So it certainly was advertised extremely well. What I do know about it is that, and this is something everyone who's listening, no matter where you are, needs to understand that that used to be a Baptist station, 88.3, and I used to listen to it. So I don't know what made the Baptist station go out of business, but the similar thing is possible that can happen to St. Gabriel Radio. So everyone, yeah, let's not pray that that never happens and do what we can to prevent anything from that, like that, from ever happening.
You know what? That's a good point. Fortunately, because of our sustaining membership, ongoing support, we're not on the brink of going out of business, but we want to be strong and responsible. And we talked about finishing this drive strong. And you could do that by calling 614-459-4820. Don't let us limp along. Let's go ahead and really get some gas behind this. 614-459-4820. I'd like to thank Mary from St. Leo, the St. Leo Oratory, in honor of Teresa and Francis, her parents. She loves Father Daly and the Sacred Heart Hour. Thank you so much. She also loves the Scoreboard Show, which is coming up at 9 p.m. tonight. It's a great outreach and service to our community. The scores and highlights from all high school football games, including Catholic, City League, OCC, all the leagues. So it's a great way to have people get the scores and highlights on the way home from the game. And then hopefully they also like what they hear and leave it on our station to learn about their faith. She also loves Emily Jaminette and Michelle Fanley. I'd also like to thank Kristen from St. Matthew's. She'd also like to make this gift in honor of Deacon Joe. And she loves Father John Ricardo, Catholic Answers Live, and St. Gabriel is a constant reminder to pray all day long. So thank you for all those gifts. We need a few more to finish strong today. I'd like to also thank Kelly from Immaculate Conception. She loves Dr. Ray and is making her gift in honor of Deacon Joe as well. So Deacon Chris, any challenges for our listeners?
Oh, yes. I have three of them, if you would please bear with me. First, I want to mention, I normally don't tell people what I do as far as my gifts go, but I made a gift myself today. I'm an annual sustaining member. So I made my own contribution, and mine was made in the honor of a priest that inspired me in my life, and that was Father William Patterson, who passed away on 9/19/2007. So it's almost exactly 14 years ago. I got a challenge out today because one of the things Father Patterson did is he loved high school football. And he was at every Notre Dame high school football game, in town or out of town. And, of course, one of his favorite cheers was, "All the way, Notre Dame, all the way." Right now, here's my challenge. In Scioto County at Spartan Stadium tonight, Notre Dame High School is playing Bishop Rosencrans. So we got two Catholic schools playing each other. So anyone who's on the way driving to the game, if you have a phone, please call 615-459-4820 and offer a donation to St. Gabriel Radio. And if you are on the way to the game from Portsmouth, you can do the same thing before the game starts. But then here's where I'm expanding it out. To anyone who's going to a Catholic high school football game tonight, please help get the message of "All the way, Notre Dame, all the way to eternity, Notre Dame," out to the world by calling 614-459-4820.
That is a great challenge.
Challenge out to this week is St. Mary's of the Annunciation Church in Portsmouth, Ohio's International Festival. And that's going on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Anyone who's there right now, who's working, or anyone who's there partaking of it, I challenge any of you to make a donation. Call 614-459-4820. And forgive me for double dipping, but anyone who after today, after they make the donation to St. Gabriel Radio, please drive down to Portsmouth and visit us and enjoy some great food and some free entertainment.
Boy, you have a lot of things going on in Scioto County this weekend, and there are a lot of things going on here in Columbus, but there's nothing more important right now, these next 20 minutes, to support Catholic Radio. We come to you just twice a year, in the spring and the fall, and we invite you to be a partner in this evangelization effort. St. Gabriel Radio is listener-supported. We receive almost all of our income from our listeners. So step forward and feel good about your support of evangelization. Also, we're down to the wire. We just have 5 more minutes until we do our drawing for the all-expense-paid trip to EWTN and Mother Angelica Shrine of the Most Blessed Sacrament in Alabama. So you want to get in on that, give us a call, 614-459-4820. I'd like to thank Moretta. Moretta is from Wheelersburg, so it sounds like all your challenges are paying off in St. Peter in Wheelersburg. She's making the gift in honor of Father Hoover, with wonderful priest at St. Peter, and Deacons Jim, Chris, and Terry. They have the radio on in all the rooms of the house. Give us a call, 614-459-4820, and if my math is correct, we have 2 more gifts that we need this hour in order to meet our daily goal. We want to, of course, surpass that goal. We especially need sustaining membership. We're 4 short on sustaining membership. So if you've been wondering about sustaining membership, it's just $20 a month, and that ongoing support is so critical to St. Gabriel Radio. So put us over that finish line, 614-459-4820. And we're going to go ahead and hear from a clip from Beyond Damascus, Risk Family Mission, Part 2.
All any parent wants is for the heart of their sons or daughters to be captured by Jesus and for them to live the life promised to them in, like, by living in the Holy Spirit in the Gospels. And so it was just so tender to see something come to life that they've been praying for.
That's so beautiful. You mentioned that dynamic as you were beginning the story about how oftentimes kids hesitate to express their faith in front of their parents. I think a lot of times the opposite is also true.
Yeah.
You know, it's so peculiar, but let's just acknowledge human behavior and get over it, right? That for whatever reason, you know, the people that we spend the most time with, oftentimes there's a spiritual barrier that exists, that kind of, it's just a habit. It's a bad habit.
Yeah.
And it influences our ability to actually be a spiritual leader, right?
Yep.
You know, Dan Demite and myself will joke frequently that it's, you know, take me to a conference at a parish and put me in the front of a prayer line, and I will passionately and boldly pray for strangers for hours, right?
Right.
Bring me into my home, and all of a sudden I start getting cold feet.
Wow.
And it's just like the silliest thing, you know. I'm sure there's some scriptural stuff for that, you know, the prophet's not accepted in his own hometown, right? But even I think we have to get over the idea that for whatever reason my message is not going to be accepted in my home.
Right.
Right? Or that my heart's not going to be loved and received in my home. Mm. And just go for it.
Yep.
You know, whether that's at Mass, whether that's in a time of family prayer.
Right.
To create systems and structure where you can have freedom.
Right. Right. Or just simply releasing permission to one another in the home as a family.
Yeah.
From the parents to the youth. Like, you have permission to pray, to worship, to have an intimate life with God in this home.
Yeah.
And then if we're just going to be raw and vulnerable, like the youth releasing that permission back to the parents, like, mom and dad, you have permission to run harder than I do, to lead this family, to worship, to be undignified before the Lord.
Amen. That's a challenge for us, friends. So Lord, we pray that you would give us the grace to be able to respond to that. And, Jesus, even today, that you would give parents opportunities to have a moment to actually give your child permission to be free in prayer, and to seek that for yourself. God, give us the grace to have those conversations and to have those moments. Christopher, you released a word, over me. This was in the winter, here at Damascus, that my own children would, that basically opening to an opening to freedom in the Holy Spirit would be received by them, by my own expression of prayer.
Yep.
And every time I pray with them now, that, wow, that word is on my mind.
Wow.
That I need, you know, I as a parent, I as a father will be the lid to the freedom of prayer in my family if I'm not careful. Right?
Yeah.
So that means I need to be even more deliberate that I be visible and open and inviting,
yeah,
in my experiences of prayer, whether those be at Mass, whether those be in a time of family adoration, mm-hmm, or whether those be in your time of personal prayer.
Wow, that is so powerful. That's Aaron Richards from Beyond Damascus, heard here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio and internationally on EWTN. We're so blessed to have such great evangelists in our community. And we use many of those evangelists on our radio station in a local capacity to be sure that we have great involvement and build up our local community and our leaders. He was talking about how we can be leaders, spiritual leaders in our homes, and how difficult that can be. We need to give ourselves permission, and each one of the folks in our home, permission to praise and worship God and to be visible in worshiping God. This is the final 15 minutes of the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Fall Spirit Drive. I'm Bill Messerly. I'm in the studio with Deacon Chris Vericalli from the Scioto Parish Consortium. Chris, what did you think about what you heard from Aaron Richards?
I think you're correct. I was actually flabbergasted by near the closing comments that parents or even anyone being a lid that can entrap the faith of a child. That was like a punch in the gut to me. We potentially are blocking communication with God when we do that. And in turn, we may be deflecting or restraining the proclamation of the good news of Jesus Christ. And that's downright scary. Aaron, I heard you say his name was, I think hit the nail on the head when he stated that the issue is that we need to get over our human behavior. I think many of us struggle with balancing our behavior at a particular second in time with roles we have in life. What I think happens is that we often have multiple roles that can crisscross in the wrong way with a situation that we're currently experiencing. And that is something that can be hard for all ministers. We often need to quickly determine if it's better to be a father or a mother or a minister, or maybe a father or a mother and a husband, a wife, or a brother, a sister. And if the next words that come out of your mouth do not match the desires of the family member you're about to speak to, then you will quickly know it. They'll probably let you know, and everyone will feel a little awkward. So what I think happens with people a lot of times is that due to confusion of not knowing exactly what to say, they may be silent or weak words will come out. Hence, we have that stifling. So my advice is the exact same. We need to get over our human nature, which I think is a form of concupiscence. And I think that's an attempt to avoid the discomfort of saying something that is awkward. And I actually love the comment they made about letting all around you know that it is okay to be a fool for Christ. That is right on. That made me think of David dancing like a fool before the Ark of the Covenant. It is much better to be a fool for Christ than a person who is afraid to speak up due to fear.
Deacon Vericalli, I was really struck by his words that we need systems and structures in our homes in order to facilitate not putting that lid on our children or our spouse.
Yeah, so that's true as well. Probably the simplest one would be a praying before every meal. Something that's often neglected in houses.
And I always find that
the rosaries.
Yeah, I always find that when we are told, you know, be spiritual leaders, that we pile on ourselves, don't we? We want to do all of it. So we're going to do the rosary. We're going to do the Divine Mercy Chaplet. We're going to pray before meals. But you need to start with where you're at and add one more thing, or maybe just do the one thing that you're doing a little bit more fervently and a little bit more prayerfully.
Yeah, that happens too as well. There's also another aspect I just thought of, and they often attribute St. Francis for making this quote, and that is preach always and use words when necessary. You need to live the faith that you're trying to preach. And the people closest to you at home are going to see this. So if you're living the faith, you know, you may not have to worry as much as you think you do about saying the right things or not.
Well, we're in the fall spirit drive. We're in the final few minutes. It looks like about the 9-minute mark of our fall spirit drive. We need your assistance by giving us a call, 614-459-4820, or go online at stgabrielradio.com. We're looking for gifts in any amount or sustaining membership. It looks like we've reached our daily goal for the number of gifts, but we're still short on our sustaining membership, and that's $20 or more per month. We're also looking for a leadership gift of $1,000 or more, and then we're also looking for a business member. Business members receive identification messages throughout the year, over 100 mentions during the year, for just $60 a month. So go ahead and do your part. Finish off strong here of the fall 2021 St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Fall Spirit Drive by giving us a call, 614-459-4820, or going online at stgabrielradio.com. I just want to thank a few people before we announce the winner of the all-expense-paid trip to EWTN and Mother Angelica's Shrine of the Most Blessed Sacrament in Alabama. I wanted to thank all of our hosts during the Spirit Drive, Elizabeth Ficicelli, Father Adam Streitenberger, David Martin, Jody White, Angela Bonfant, Lori Kroc. We've desperately missed David Orsborn. Dave, we're praying for you and your health. You've been ill today, so we're sorry that we missed you, and I know you'll be back on Monday. We're getting ready to get back to things. I'd also like to thank our board members. Many of them were on air, but all of them were helping prepare for this spirit drive. Kevin Lowry, David Martin, Catherine Azzola, Lori Kroc, Dr. Jamie Caridi, Tim Bowie, Angela Bonfant. I'd also like to thank our staff, Dave Orsborn, Colleen Lewis, Margie Baker, Ali Arndt, Leslie Malik, and Greg Savaldi. Greg, we would not be on air for a lot of reasons this year. There have been a lot of challenges. So you can make your gift in honor of these staff members, board members, or hosts. You can do that at 614-459-4820 or at stgabrielradio.com. We've had a great drive. Last thank you I'd like to have is for Deacon Annarino and all the deacons for the Diocese of Columbus. This is the first time we've had over 35 deacons join us during the Spirit Drive. It has edified me. It has given me courage and strength to know that there's even more spiritual leaders in our diocese that we're to be grateful for and thankful for. And you can show that thanks to St. Gabriel Radio and our diocese by giving us a call, 614-459-4820. The winner of the all-expense-paid trip to EWTN and Mother Angelica's Shrine of the Most Blessed Sacrament is Winnie Young. Winnie Young from Galloway, Ohio. She's from the parish of St. Simon and Jude. And Winnie, thank you so much for being a longtime sustaining member. And you're going to enjoy this trip. I've been down a couple of times, and each time you can just feel the Holy Spirit, and it'll be a great experience to see and meet the leaders at EWTN in Irondale, Alabama. We're going to go ahead and get back to you, the work at hand, Deacon Chris. Any challenges you have for our listeners these last few minutes?
I would just like to tell everyone, when I made my donation, I couldn't pick what I liked. I put everything. So I want to just let people know some of the goods you guys have on the St. Gabriel Radio. Of course, Christ is the answer. I heard you talking about that with Deacon Joe Myers. More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popchek. The Doctor is In with Ray Grandi. He's just a plain funny guy, and it's rare to hear psychology from a purely scientific and loving perspective of the Catholic Church. Called the Conversion of Dr. David Anders. I love hearing Dr. Shree, Father Mike Smith. I even have a friend from Louisville who's not even Catholic. He's actually one of the nuns. And he called me and he said that Father Mike Smith is influencing him to become Catholic just by hearing him on the radio. Catholic Answers Live, The Journey Home, and Mother Angelica. Man, when you hear her, just her direct pragmatism is totally inspiring. Alive for More with Father Ventura, who also used to be in Soda Catholic. It's great to hear him with some of his sounds like some of those childhood friends, and they're such a great team under on there. Father Spencer's Universe, it is just great to hear a holy genius speaking holy things. Sacred Soundings Music, I love listening to that. Foundations in Faith, I hear that Monsignor Lane between masses, and it gives me a lot of notes that I can use for future homilies. So there are many great things, many blessings that St. Gabriel Radio is sharing with us. And so everyone, please donate to help keep this up and running and help it expand even more.
Deacon Chris Verlicali from Scioto Parish Consortium, we thank you so much for your time. We're going about ready to wrap it up. There's one person that I wanted to give a special thanks to, our board operator, Bill James. Bill James has been here every minute of the last 3 days when we've been on air live. His fingers are actually probably getting tired of giving me prompts and what needs to be done. But, Bill, we could not have done this drive in so many ways without your help. And you're so great at working the board and being calm, cool, and collected. You had to make transitions in between each one of the breaks for each one of our deacons within 2 minutes. It's a hectic job. You've done it so well. Thank you. And it looks like we're almost ready to wrap this up. I wanted to give some other thank yous for people who've called in the last few moments. Joyce from St. Paul in Westerville, in honor of Deacon Mickey. She loves the local shows. Dr. Ray Cresta in the afternoon. Lee Ann from St. Bridget in Dublin. She's making it in honor of Deacon Chris. Her cousin loves hearing the Word of God through St. Gabriel Radio. Also like to thank Nicholas from St. Patrick's Parish. He loves the people that run the station. And then lastly, there's two more. Annette from St. Mary's in Delaware, in honor of her mother and father, in a memory of them. She loves Teresa Tomeo, Catholic Answers, and also she feels like she's a smarter Catholic. And then Gerald. Gerald is with IC in Kenton, Immaculate Conception in Kenton, and he's making his gift in honor of Deacon Nicholas Clear. He loves the Doctor's Inn and Call to Communion. Join them. Our phone lines are still open. We'd love to have your assistance, 614-459-4820 or stgabrielradio.com. Again, I'd like to thank my staff, Dave Orsborn, who did a lot of prep work for today and the last 3 days, Colleen Lewis, who arranged for the schedule for all of our deacons and priests and did all the volunteers or reached out to all the volunteers, Margie Baker, who's our accounting manager, and she's done so much work in sending out thank yous, Allie Arnd, who's done our social media, Leslie Malik, who does our newsletter, Greg Savaldi does our engineering. And I think we're going to go ahead and close Deacon Chris with your prayer and blessing in just a few moments. Yep, Bill has two fingers up instead of just a short one. So go ahead and give your prayer and blessing and maybe a challenge to our listeners.
Everyone, like I said, this is a great, important message. St. Gabriel is an angel, and angels deliver messages, and they move at the speed of thought, which is pretty much close to the same the speed of radio moves. So please help St. Gabriel Radio communicate to all of us the message of God. And let us pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Holy Lord, continue to help and support St. Gabriel Radio in the sharing the angelic message that everything we need is found in you. For those who are listening who feel broken, bring them restoration. For those listening who feel weak, bring them strength. For those weeping, bring joy. For those with doubts, bring faith. For those feeling burdened, bring rest. For those who are listening who are feeling anxious, bring peace. Let us all know that you are the way, the truth, and the life. Let us all love you with all our hearts, soul, mind, and strength. And we ask all this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And may Almighty God bless everyone. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Deacon Chris Verlicali from the Scioto County Consortium, we can't thank you enough for your enthusiasm, your answering of the call, and for your support of Catholic Radio. Give us a call, 614-459-4820. A little later tonight, from 9 to 11, be sure to tune in to the High School Football Scoreboard Show. Listen to the scores and highlights from all of our Central Ohio high schools on your way home from the game. And encourage your friends to listen as well. It's a great evangelization outreach. And don't forget, put that bumper magnet on the back of your car. Call 614-459-4820.
This is listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820 on WVSG Columbus and FM 88.3 WSGR New Ball.